Recently, I've been telling you about Chuck Norris and how he's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's his secret? Well, it's called Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. What does it taste like? Well, unlike other green drinks that taste about as delicious as freshly mowed grass clippings, this one actually tastes pretty good. Heck, if I can get it down, you can get it down. Just like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe today. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.
We're putting the band back together.
You were the backbone, the nerve center of a great rhythm and blues band. You can make that live, breathe, and jump again.
Well, me and the Lord, we got an understanding.
We're on a mission from God.
So what happens now? Is the food free or do we pay someone?
Of course not. They send you a bill.
Yes, sir.
Andy?
Oh, yeah, he's ready.
Mick?
I don't know about Mick.
All right, fellas.
Let's do it then.
Let's go!
We'll do it live.
Nope.
We'll do it live!
Fuck it!
They came to work every day, and there were no days off.
The show goes on!
For 16 years, there was almost no days off, but we chugged along covering D.C. sports, and the sports reporters lives again on Mondays right here on the Zabecast. Andy Pollin, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I am doing good. The gears of the mighty football industrial complex have spooled up into motion with the week zero college football action from Dublin, Ireland. How'd you like it yesterday? An upset by Georgia Tech.
It was a good game. I watched most of it. And, just thinking two teams that are separated by, 500-600 miles had to schlep all the way to Dublin to play this game.
Well, schlep, I believe they had first-class accommodations. They probably did some sightseeing and tourist stuff as well. I would not call it an onerous trip. And it certainly wasn't one for one Pat McAfee. You know, last week I'm sitting here tut-tutting and clutching my pearls over Stephen A. Smith talking about eating gummies. And then here comes Pat McAfee saying, I'm just going to get shit-faced drunk on the air. What did you make of that? Because I have many, many thoughts rattling around in my brain.
Well, I think that it's just another example of ESPN saying if you're bringing in the ratings, you can do whatever the hell you want. He chased away one of their executives who'd been there 40 years, Dorby Williamson. So if he wants to get drunk on the air, so be it. Gagazud.
And it wasn't just having a Guinness or two. He was so blitzed that they ended up having to cut away early and go back to SportsCenter. Do you think McAfee's going to get in a meeting for this? Because on the one hand, you don't bring Pat McAfee to Ireland and have him be sober for his show. He is the same guy that got arrested in Indy for swimming naked in a public fountain in the middle of town. Okay,
he was playing. Yeah, those days, right.
Right. So it's an on-brand thing. But I got to imagine the RG3s of the world are just banging their head against the wall going, how come he stays and I get fired? How come I'm too much, quote unquote, and Pat McAfee is just fine?
Well, remember this. McAfee doesn't work for ESPN. They pay him to put that show on the air.
Well.
And, yeah. Okay.
Okay, hold on a second. ESPN gives him money.
Right.
But that does. So you're saying he doesn't, quote, work for them?
They have he's like an independent contractor.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
They buy his show, in essence.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way it works. Well, and that has protected him from other, because people get fired for the things that he's done, but he's allowed to do it because he doesn't work for them.
Okay, but he also does College Game Day, and that is a wholly ESPN property. It's their flagship show. It might be the last great honest show along with Van Pelt Center left on ESPN that is all about the sports and not about agendas. But how does he get away with doing this on the one hand on his show, getting blitzed drunk, and then, you know, they pay him. He's the salaried guy on College Game Day.
Having worked for the Four Letters for about 6 years, I saw a lot of double standards.
Yeah,
you know, what works for one doesn't necessarily work for the other. And if RG3 was directly connected to some great ratings, he'd still be there.
Yeah. I'm not, for the record, I'm not pearl clutching. I'm not tut-tutting. I don't think it's the best look. I think it's kind of bro cliched. Hey, man. We went to this town and we got drunk. Yeah. Okay. And that's it. We just got drunk. Aren't we cool? It, to me, is very cliched, Andy, at some point. Maybe that is me being old. I don't know.
Well, you're talking to a 66-year-old man who may have a beer or two a week.
I know.
You got the wrong guy to make a judgment on this.
Oh, God. Yeah. Somebody tweeted McAfee, we got drunk last night, fill in the blank city. It's awesome. Nick Saban, using hands to emphasize every word. These two teams just need to compete. Herb Street, I love college football and FSU sucks. Desmond Howard, ha 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 ha.
Yeah, and speaking of Herb Street, another example of the double standard. He's been pretty outspoken about the LGBT, and nobody's come down on him.
Well, he definitely put it out there. Like, at this point, I don't care. And he's very firmly in the camp of, I don't believe men, biological men, should be playing in women's sports, and what are they going to do about it? So we'll see how that works out. Either way, what did you think of Joe Tessitore? Our friend Scott Lynn cannot stand Tess. And I am okay with him, but he is a bit much to listen to play-by-play. He growls his big calls, and a touchdown by Georgia Tech!
Yeah, I mean, you're talking to the wrong guy, because I miss Vernon Brent. And as you know, Chris Fowler is just, to me, doesn't have the gravitas to be the number one guy. So I'm kind of leaning more towards Tessitore.
Okay.
If that's what's available now. I wouldn't say I'm a fan, but right. I can't say he bothers me.
I am not talking to the wrong person, Andy. I'm talking to the absolute right person, you. Because even if you are old, you have opinions. And okay. some of them are interesting. And that's why we have you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Others are. You're talking to the, what do you mean you're talking to the wrong person? I'm talking to you. I want your opinion on this. So you two are test positive.
Yeah. Because
you're not
again,
a super fanboy, but you like a good, hard, punchy call over right. something milquetoast and weak.
But I'm pining for two guys who are in their 80s right now. And then I realized that that's not a realistic answer.
I know. All right. So I watched a good chunk of College Game Day, and I listened to Nick Saban and his debut full time on the show. He's had plenty of guest appearances. Did you right. watch much or any of it? And what are your thoughts on Saban? Will he have the staying power to be interesting all year long?
I think he might be because he's not looking for another job. I think if he was one of those guys looking to get back in, you know, he might hold back. Again, that's another guy in his 70s right now. So let's keep that in mind. But the interviews that I didn't see any of them yesterday, but I did see, you know, the interviews that he's done. And I saw some of the stuff that he did actually with McAfee during the draft. And I thought he was quite good.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think he's going to be fine.
A lot of the talk on College Game Day was about NIL and the portal.
Yeah.
And there's now talk about closing the spring window for the portal, which is long overdue in my opinion. But somebody made the point, it was an article somebody sent me about how, remember when baseball players were agitating for free agency with Curt Flood back in the late 60s, early 70s? And right. Charlie O'Finley, owner of the A's at the time, said, well, why don't we have everyone be a one-year player? And we'll have free agency every year. And the union said, whoa, we don't want that because that'll be crazy and our guys will have to compete with each other every single year for their next year's salary. The article I read said, well, that's kind of what the players in college now have. And the numbers on the portal, I don't know if you've seen this, a lot of people go in and never come out, Andy.
I know. Well, that's again, overestimating their abilities. You know, well, if I'm not playing here, that's got to be a mistake on the coach's part. If I put my name in the portal, people will come running to me. No, they got film on you. They got tape. They realize who you are. So there's that. And I don't think the union publicly said that. I think the union felt that.
Oh.
And it was like, yeah, how do we steer them away from this idea? Because on one hand, they're saying, oh, yeah, let us become free agents. And in a sense, prior to the Supreme Court ruling, I think it was 1976, that Dave McNally and Andy Messerschmidt could become free agents, that essentially they were free agents every year. They just didn't have the ability to go anywhere.
Right.
So there was like really no long-term contract. So again, the famous story, 1 year Mickey Mantle won the Triple Crown. They asked him to take a pay cut because his batting average was lower.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. You know what, Andy? Now that I think about it, I think I got that wrong. I think it was the other owners besides the A's. It was Charlie O'Finley, right?
Yeah, but that was his idea.
No, it was his idea, but the other owners balked, saying that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
So it really wasn't the union. I got that wrong. But the point stands, and that is there can be a glut on the market of guys, and you don't want that if you are talent, if you are a player.
Right.
You want free agency, just not unlimited. So I wonder when the college sports will reach an equilibrium where there's not everybody in the portal every winter.
No, they're going to have them sign contracts. That's what's going to happen. And if a player wants to leave before the contract is up, he will have a buyout in it. It's inevitable.
Wow. So you got to hire an agent, huh?
Absolutely. It's got to work. It's professional sports. Call it what it is.
Yeah, but I'm a third string safety at Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And I'm on barely a full ride. I don't want to hire an agent.
You don't have to then. You're gonna
take
not
whatever
everybody.
Shitty contract they give you.
Well, I mean, there are people in our business who sign contracts without agents. It's done
that
all
is,
the time.
That is true. Yeah. They also spent a good deal of time talking about how the college football playoff will work. If I were to pin you, as if we're in an elevator on a 12-story ride. Could you explain the 12-team playoff before we get to the 12th floor? Go!
All I know is I think there's four first-round byes, yes. And the other eight teams play, and eventually you get to two. But I think, look, I am not a fan of this. I think this is not like the NCAA tournament where you got games going on at once, and if you don't like the game on True TV, you can go over to CBS or TNT. These games go on for 4 hours, and you can only do, you know, one at a time. I think this is going to be overkill. That's my opinion.
Interesting. Okay. Well, they did point out, you know, what the college, first of all, the playoff, as I understand it, is simply there's the Power Five conference champions get the top four seeds, and then the fifth ranked of those Power Fives are thrown into the first bracket. So the four seeds get a bye, and right. Then there's going to be, it's a 5-7 combo, five Power Five conference champions, and then seven at large.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Is there a fifth power conference? Because the Pac-12 only has two teams now.
The fifth one is from the group of five, as they call it. So okay. It's a 5-7, four byes, and then you're already chuckling because you're like, this is complicated. Then they're going to have first-round games on campus. Then they're going to meld them into the bowl system. It's going to take all the way until, I think, January 20th.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be great, Andy. I think you got to keep an open mind for this. But they did show what the 2022 college football playoff would look like. You ready? Mm-hmm. They just went, I don't know why they went to 2022, not 2023, but it would be the top four seeds, Georgia versus Utah, 1-4, Clemson versus Michigan, 3-2, and then the lower seeds would be Tulane, the 16 or the 12 seed against TCU, the fifth seed, Kansas State, Tennessee, Penn State, Ohio State, USC, Alabama. When I read that bracket to you, what's your first reaction?
Well, Tulane is cannon fodder. They're going to get their doors blown off. And we saw TCU make it to the national championship game. And oh my God, that was hide your eyes.
Yeah.
See, this is the problem. I think there's going to be some incredible blowouts in these games.
It's remarkable to me to see how could Tulane and K-State get into the playoff in 2022? I did not pay close enough. I guess so, yeah. But yeah, the larger point, and this goes to what you said about I think it's too much, the average casual college football fan has no interest in Tulane or K-State, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. But we have not seen a shrinkage in the number of bowls. It's only expanded. We have not seen teams fleeing Division I to downgrade to 1AA or FBS or FCS. By the way, they should do away with that because it doesn't make sense anymore.
Of course.
Programs keep migrating up, not down. And schools are building $14 million locker rooms, as you saw on Twitter. And then decided to take a little bit of a sideways shot at me. So Michigan unveiled their newest $14 million locker room, which includes, you ready for this? A bowling alley, ding. A golf simulator, ding. A pool table, ding. A barbershop, ding. And a player's lounge. My tweet was, sir, that's a Dave and Buster's. And then you responded with, and remember when they said there just wasn't any money to pay the players.
Exactly. And that's what, and these guys are coming to the pros from that. And they're going, what? Just a weight room and a locker room?
Right.
What?
Now,
yeah. And
yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say that this though works. And I go back to when Mark Cuban, this is going back 30 years now, when Mark Cuban bought the Dallas Mavericks, he did things that got players there, and it wasn't about money. He put in flat-screen TVs in the lockers and gave them nice, fluffy towels.
Yep.
And that's what they were talking about because they don't understand the millions that they're getting. The agents do the deals, and they just know they're rich. But the fluffy towels, and when they were recruiting Tracy McGrady to I think he was leaving Toronto to go to Orlando, they had a smoothie machine in the locker room. He liked that. That helped him sign with Orlando.
Right. That said, Andy, you know that the effective payroll of the big boys in the Big Ten, like Ohio State and Michigan, now their NIL payroll, their NIL lift that they've got to come up with every year is in excess of $25 million. Ohio State admitted that number. So you say, well, they said there is no money to pay players. Imagine building a $14 million locker room every single year, year after year after year. So to say, well, look at the money they have for a nice locker room, of course they could pay the players, that's a bit disingenuous. The paying the players will cost 10x what the locker room did.
I understand. Yeah. And there's that. Did you hear about, by the way, that it's not Oregon State, but what is it? One of them has QR codes on the back
of
their
Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State. Yeah.
I did that story last week where you can fans can scan the QR code if their helmet's on TV big enough and donate directly to the team and the player.
Yeah. You got to pause it and then you put your phone up to the TV. I mean, I just imagine trying to explain that to my late father about how that worked. And, you know, I'm just on the upper edge of being able to understand it. But my God, where have we gone?
Yeah, well, you don't seem to have a problem with it. And it is what it is. You can't stop it. The genie is out of the bottle. But there's another trend going on I thought you would like to know about if you don't already. And that is a number of schools are signaling pretty clearly, there may not be cutting sports that are non-revenue sports or Olympic sports, but they sure as shit are going to cut funding. So in essence, you're going to have a situation where pretty soon parents will have to pay for their kids to be on the tennis team or the swimming team or the gymnastics team at Maryland. Are you okay with that? Where all of a sudden you used to get a scholarship. Now it's, you want to play intercollegiate sports? It's going to cost you $4,000 a quarter.
Well, first of all, most of those sports are not fully scholarship sports. What a team, the coach of a team will get, say, 7 scholarships for the whole team, and he or she will decide how to divide them up. So it's in most cases, the non-revenue sports, they're not on full rides. They're not.
No,
so,
I know, but it's going to go completely the other way if they even keep the teams. And this is where many of us said to the Jay Billises of the world, you know, you got a nice socialist system right now where football and basketball are paying for the rest of the sports. You kick the legs out from underneath it with NIL, then these other sports are going to suffer or they're just going to die. And if you're okay with that, then say you're okay with that.
My plan would be keep those sports, but you don't have them compete in the conferences. You have them compete in the areas. For example, Maryland swimming should be going against the other schools, George Washington, Georgetown, you know, maybe up to Towson, things like that. You don't have to fly across the country and spend that kind of money. That's what they have to come to. And the way that they've got these conferences where Stanford is in the Atlantic Coast Conference, it just doesn't make any sense. You can't be schlepping these teams across the country for that.
I know, but I heard the commissioner of the ACC on some show this weekend, and he was touting the company line, talking about how impressive SMU is because of their connections to the Dallas area and the deep pockets there and Stanford's history of excellence, both academically and athletically. And I'm just like, way to sell it, Mr. Commissioner. Yeah.
These conferences were put together because of their geographic locations. That was the reason they were formed.
Yeah, well, that's the way I guess it's going to be. Hiring with Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up. There's a funny bite. I know that I like it when announcers inadvertently make a little bit of a snafu where they are completely unaware of what they just said. It reminds me of the great line in the movie The Princess Bride, which is, you keep saying that word. I don't think you know that that word does not mean what you think it means. This was from a pregame show on a college football game, and I don't know the guy that said it, but take a listen to this.
Good enough. Rich, I don't know if I've ever been more fired up for a college football season. All the changes, all the newness in college football, it feels like there's no parity. Anybody can win it this season.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
It feels like there's no parity. Anybody can win it this season.
Yeah, that's the parity.
He didn't understand the meaning of the word parody. Yes, I understand that.
He knew it was somehow appropriate in the point he was trying to make. He just didn't know what it was. So,
or he just misspoke. Maybe he does.
He might have just misspoke. To the pro level, are you excited for today's finale for the Commanders?
No.
The preseason finale. Come on, Andy, let's go.
It's at night, and that means I have to stay up to watch it just in case something happens. Well, I talk about these things on the air, so, you know, I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, there is nothing less meaningful in sports than the third preseason game. It used to be the fourth. Now it's the third.
Well, and you're old enough to remember the six-game preseason.
Seven if you were in the Hall of Fame game.
Eight if you were in the College All-Stars versus the Super Bowl champion game.
Well, I don't think they would put the defending champs in the Hall of Fame game. But yes, that stopped in 1976. Yes, college All-Stars would play the defending champs.
In the annals of insane things that used to be a thing in sports, big-time sports, that one is right up there. I can think of 36-hole U.S. Open final rounds.
Yep.
Which Ken Venturi nearly died in 100-degree heat in Congressional, getting through 36 holes on one day. They played it on Saturday. And then also this, you know, the college all-star game against the defending Super Bowl champs, real tackle football game. They would say, well, we need your star tight end you just drafted out of Alabama. He's going to go play in a tackle game and might get his leg blown up. But we're doing it for fun and exhibition. Give him.
Oh, yeah. They had injuries. Not only that. They would take these guys for like 2 or 3 weeks. You couldn't have them in your camp.
Right. All right. I want some submissions from listeners. Other insane things that used to be a thing in sports that if you told somebody now it was a real thing, they almost wouldn't believe you. That's, well, yeah, go ahead. You got another one?
Yeah, well, I witnessed this. The idea of NBA players flying commercial.
They would pile into a flight. They'd be in row 17C next to you.
Huh? This was 1983. I was doing SMU basketball, and we were in the Philadelphia airport because we just played Penn and getting ready to fly home. And I see the Atlanta Hawks traipsing through the airport. Oh my God. I guess they just played the Sixers to catch a flight like we were at like 7 in the morning. Now, you know, you did college basketball. You don't have that many flights, right? You do maybe 4 or 5 during a season. These guys with 82 games, they're on planes all the time and flying commercial. And that didn't really stop until maybe the 90s, maybe 2000s. It really went a long time.
Yeah, that is amazing. We'll take more suggestions. We'll get them in on a future podcast. One thing that's great about the preseason, it does include pregame hype pep talks from Jameis Winston, the crab leg kid, now a Cleveland Browns backup. And let me tell you what, nobody does it better than Jameis Winston.
Hey, man, hey, Trey, it ain't just about having fun, man.
Yes, sir.
Remember the time you played your best football game in your life.
Yes, sir.
Remember the time after that victory you went to CC Pizza and celebrated with the boys. Yes, okay, that's for real. Feel it in your heart, man.
Remember the time you went to CC's Pizza. So the question is, what was the place when you were playing youth sports that you could go to after a win that was like a big reward? Let's take the team to blank. For us, it was Shakey's Pizza in Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Now no longer there. I don't even know what if the franchise still exists. But mm-hmm. Shakey's Pizza was it. After Little League games, after a win, from time to time, one of the parents would say, you know what? Let's bring the team to Shakey's Pizza.
My baseball experience is a little different than yours. We didn't have Little League in Montgomery County, and I played something called Kiwanis Club. And all the games were on weeknights. So you had school the next day, and we didn't go out, win or lose. We lost a lot at the beginning. Third year, we had a pretty good team, but I don't ever remember a group like that. We had a picnic at the barbecue at the coach's house at the end of the year, but that was about it.
Really? So not one spot. What about a Carvel ice cream shop after?
Oh, we didn't have Carvel. We had Shakey's too. I mean, that my family used to go there on Sundays. That was a big thing.
Okay,
but I don't remember. No, because, and then, you know, that was about it. I played, by the time I got to high school, I was playing some Jewish Community Center stuff, but we never had the Little League experience that you're talking about there.
Yeah, I know that you have stated, without any fear of the karmic gods, that you want to live to 100. Your father, from great stock and very active, made it till what year?
94.
94, that's a good life right there. But there are some super age women like Sister Jean just turned 105.
That's amazing. And that because when we first heard about her, she was like 97.
I think she was 100 when she birthed. I think it was 5 years ago that they made the final
four. That's all? I thought we were hearing about her prior to 100. And it was like, oh, let's hope she makes it to 100.
When did Sister Jean?
I want to say it's like 2007 or something like 2017, which would make it 7 years ago.
No, 2018. So 6 years ago.
So, okay. So she was 99.
She was born in August of 1919.
Yeah.
So she's 105 years old. There's a story of a woman, Maria Brañas Moreira, who has finally died at the age of 117. She was the 8th oldest verified person in human history. And somebody tweeted the following. She saw 2 world wars. She saw the rise and fall of the Soviet Union. She saw the world go from horses to rocket ships. But she never saw a 4,000-yard passer from the Chicago Bears. Officer, I'd like to report a murder, please.
That's funny.
Yeah.
The oldest, this woman from France, Jean Calmet, who lived to, I guess it's documented, but it's 122, though I read a story that said, and I don't know how much proof there is, that said her mother died at a young age, like in her 30s, and she took over her mother's birth certificate to extend her age. So
there could be some
hanky panky in that. 117 might be, you know, who knows what the top number is, but yeah, that's the story I read.
All right, and then here's one that I'm sure you're going to go in on Monday on your show on the Sports Capital AM 630. Tomorrow morning, what time? 10 a.m.
9 to 11.
The Commanders under new ownership has announced they are going to take down and redo the Sean Taylor tribute display at FedEx Field. For those that followed this saga, the iconic and tragically died way too young Sean Taylor was honored, air quotes, by Snyder with the shittiest wireframe Dick's Sporting Goods empty mannequin display in the concourse that had all kinds of details wrong about Sean Taylor in terms of the shoes and the tape on his shoes and his socks and everything else. So they fixed those small details, but this thing still looked unimpressive. It's not a bronze statue. It is not a lifelike, you know, sculpture like worthy of, Ripley's Believe It or Not Wax Museum. It's just a fucking Dick's display. And so the Commanders under Josh Harris said, we're taking it down. We're going to do it right. Taylor's family has said, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We look forward to what comes in the wake of this. So yeah. They are mopping up Snyder's fuck up still.
Everything. Yeah. This, the original statue, which I think was put in November. This is 2 years
Don't
ago.
Don't call it a statue. It's a wireframe Dick's Sporting Goods mannequin.
It looked like Dan Snyder was panicking about needing to do something about Sean Taylor. And he called the soon to be departing Jason Wright and said, we got to do something. It looked like Wright stopped at a Dick's Sporting Goods on the way to the game, picked up a jersey, a helmet, whatever he could find. And he goes, oh, what am I going to put it on? Oh, can I borrow that wire mannequin from the back? And they put it up and it was terrible. And then there was so much complaining that a month later, they changed a few things, like the jersey was Reebok instead of the Nike that he was wearing. And these, you know, soccer cleats that looked like they came from the remainder bin, they were tubed and they went to, you know, the more traditional football shoes. I mean, it was just a complete disaster and complete embarrassment and a symbol of how that organization was run in the 24 years of Dan Snyder. So the new ownership, one by one, is starting to clean up the messes, like that artificial turf field that they hadn't used in 30 years and used to kick field goals on during commercial breaks. They finally yanked that out of there, you know, and it's just a complete overhaul of the disaster that was Snyder.
Yeah. And as a fan, if you saw how he couldn't even get the little things and the simple things right, you realized how hopeless it was to ever expect him to get the big things or the complicated things right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And this guy, Jason Wright, who was supposed to be in charge of everything, university.
Super smart guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Played in the NFL.
Looks great in a suit.
Yeah. All that. He was just another one who came in and messed things up. So, yeah, they said he's resigned.
What?
and
what's he doing now?
He's still with the organization.
Oh, okay.
Because I guess they, when they bring somebody in, you know, they'd like him to tell them where they keep the paper clips and things like that. But
where do we keep the wire mannequins in case we have to honor a dead ex-player?
Right. So, but he will be certainly gone by the end of the season. And they said if you'd like to go before the end of the year, that's okay too.
Yeah. I hear for the Haynesworth honor, they're gonna just a big tub of used grease for McDonald's. It's going to be a big cylinder of grease.
To just have a statue of him flopping around on the ground while Michael Vick is running circles around him.
or him being carted off with the oxygen in Atlanta and then returning to the game later on.
Exactly.
All right. Andy, enjoy today's beautiful late summer day. It's warm, but it's been really, really nice in the DMV. Going for a bike ride, maybe?
I went yesterday, rode to Georgetown. It's beautiful.
Nice. All right, buddy. We'll talk next week. Thank you.
All right, Dave. Take care.
There you go. Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sportsbook. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long.